Good afternoon. We are here. Give us a moment. We are here on June 1st, 2011. And astrologically, you have events happening in the sky. Today is an eclipse, full moon eclipse. Where is the sun at this time?
Gemini.
And you said something about Mercury being what?
Mercury is on the Pleiades.
So you will be cutting out energy from the sun, or which is what the moon does in the full moon, in the new moon. Eclipse. It cuts the energy from the sun for a moment and will allow this energy from the Pleiades going through Mercury to really give you a zinger. And many on the planet at this time are seeking information. Everyone seems to be looking for answers. They are looking for answers to everything: healthcare, jobs, economies, food, weather. Everywhere someone is seeking an answer. And we will tell you that you, each of you, has within you the ability to get the answers without any help at all. What do we mean by that? You are all psychic. You are all connected. Now, many of you do not believe it. Many of you are overwhelmed with the medias, and so you are not picking up on your own communications. Like this preacher who was preaching the end of the world. Yes, it was easy to see the posters and feel that things are going to hell in a handbasket, and so yes, there's probably some truth to this. When, if you had used some discernment, if you had used your own intuitive nature to look into these, you would have said, bullshit, not happening. Understand? Poppycock. But yet, it was easy to let someone else tell you what was going on. And there's a lot of that going on out there now. People who are tapping into certain communications, whether it is Sarah Palin or whether it is whoever, there are all kinds of avenues of information. There's the InfoWars man, there's Rents, there's whatever. You go out on the internet, you can find any flavor of information. And much of it is conflicting. Much of it is disempowering, making you feel small and insignificant. And we would suggest that that is where this particular event with Mercury allowing the Pleiades to sort of go through its energy field, the energy from the Pleiades going through Mercury like a lens. You see, little things can sometimes bring you much information. How many of you have gotten wonderful information from fortune cookies? Maybe it picked you up. Maybe it showed you something was coming. Of course, someone else would say, fortune cookie, useless thing. Is it really? How does the universe speak to you? Does it have to shout at you? Or can it whisper to you? When we will say this, if someone is shouting at you, there's a really good chance that they're shouting misinformation. And if someone is not shouting at you, if you have to strain your ears to hear, there's a probability, very strong probability, that that is very, very valid information. And so here you are, all of you living on the earth at this time when there's so much communication, so much media, forms of media to bring information to you and for you to give information out. Never before in the history of this world has there been this kind of infrastructure for letting out information from individuals. But you are all told, oh, you're not significant, don't say anything, no one cares what you think. We would like to see each and every one of you begin to become more and more and more your own authority and your own communication. Think of yourself like a newspaper. There's a lot of these bloggers out there now. Think of yourself like a newspaper. In other words, see information that's coming to you as something that you need to translate for everyone else. They can't hear what you are hearing. And so you must be the one who tells them or reports on it. Understand? And let them, those who would listen to you, use their discernment to decide if it is something they want, they are in agreement with or they wish to hear. What we are saying is you don't have to force your message. What you have to do is, what you would best do at this time would be to just listen to the message that you are getting. And then share it with those who would want to hear it. Why? Because each of you are like bands in the spectrum. And so, if you are not doing your own communication, then you are denying that band of information to everyone else who may need it. It is like the whistleblowers out there. You've heard all about the whistleblowers and the WikiLeaks people and all of that. If these individuals did not bring what they know and put it in a form that you could find out, you would not know. But as they do this, the information is now able to be incorporated into the decision making, into your understanding of the and your awareness of what is going on. We gave a reading some time ago now about the importance of being a filter, the importance of filtering out certain things. That is a fact. You must do that. You cannot just allow the crap that is out there to overburden you. But on the other side, there are subtle things that you are picking up that you would be best not to forget or not to just throw off to the side. There's a word for it.
Discard.
Discard would be a word, yes. But many of you do this every day. Things you know, things you understand, things you see, and then you do nothing with it. Stop that. If nothing else, start writing it down. Start journaling. What came to you today? What was important for you today? What information that you got? Because there's much being beamed at the planet at this time to help it. Much information, whether it is technical, or whether it is emotional, or personal, or whatever. And there are those who are using these medias to distort, or to even create falsehoods. There was the congressman who found his social media site hacked and disinformation was put on that site, and others ran with it as if it was real information. You are going to have to be able to see the disinformation and discard it. And you are going to have to be able to see the true information and incorporate it. Because if you let these others be your filters, if you let these others, with their agendas, control your thought processes, then you will become an automaton to their intentions, to their purpose. And we will tell you there are many on the planet now, many on the planet now, who do not have the best interests of the planet in mind. They are greedy, they are self-centered, and they are not looking out for the benefit of all. And this is the era you are moving into, where those kinds of forces are being challenged. It's not coincidence that there's such a push to tax break the rich and take from the elderly and the weaker of you. It is a concerted effort to keep the weak weak. Much like in the 90s, when the middle class was on the move and it was really poised to create a wealth on this planet for the masses, and that was stopped. That kind of power was not going to be allowed to disseminate among the masses. And so certain safeguards and certain things that were put in place to prevent manipulation were removed so that that could be derailed. So use these opportunities, these alignments, to be quiet and see if you cannot pick up some of the subtle messages. We say this because there are many among you who are every day picking up information that you cannot do anything with. Much of it isn't for you, it's for others. Think of yourself like the radio person on the Titanic. You're getting all of these messages. They're not for you, they are for others. You are transmitting information. It's not for you. It is from others. But if everyone who could do that does their job, does what they can do, then information will start to find its way to those who can do something with it. Maybe you are not technical, but maybe you might pick up something that will help the technical person solve the energy crisis. Or maybe you are not medical. Or maybe you will pick up something that the medical person will be able to use to solve the healthcare problems. Or maybe you are not whatever, but what you bring forward might help someone else. Again, if you are not going to do that, then that information may never reach that person. Because this is part of what is building on the planet as a grouping, Earth grouping, that is going to eventually, as we see it, really work together. Really work together. Or perish together. Your choice. It is not a time to be dumping on those who have no resources and giving to those who have vast resources. It's a time to really bring everyone in from the cold. Think about it. Think about where you are on the spectrum. Think about the world that can happen and the world that is happening. That was a great quote, we believe it was from Robert Kennedy. Some see the world as it is and ask why. And others see the world as it could be and ask why not. It's been our pleasure. Good day to all of you.